Hi, my name is Rick Harmon, and today I'm going to be demonstrating Nero Burning ROM version 6.6. The version I have is the Ultra Edition Nero, but what we're going to cover is just Nero. The Ultra Edition has other programs in it, such as a hard drive backup program, a disk imager, a wave editor, a cover designer, and a few other things. For the most part, I've found most of those programs to be pretty much inaccessible, so I don't use them. All I really use out of this is the Nero Burning ROM program. If you're working with version 6 or 7, what Nero does when it installs is it puts an icon out on the desktop called Nero Smart Start. I don't recommend that you use this because, unfortunately, it is inaccessible as well. What you need to do is go to your Start button, Programs menu, then go down to your Nero menu and find the Nero Burning ROM icon and click on that. That will take you directly into Nero itself. If you're using Nero 5, Nero 5.5, pretty much what I'm going to tell you is the same. The main Nero program for versions 5, 5.5, and the 6X versions haven't really changed. Everything's pretty much as it is. I'm not familiar with version 7. I've not bought version 7. Initially, I was told it was accessible. What I'm hearing now on the other mailing list is that the latest versions of 7 are not accessible. The menus are not working, and I've heard other things. So if you're considering buying 7, I'm not sure what to tell you. Right now, I will not do it. I will just stay with my version 6X since it's working. I don't think there's any big reason to go to 7. The only reason I went from 5.5 to 6 was that my 5.5 would no longer support the newer DVD burners that supported dual air, and I have on both my units now dual air DVD burners. So I was forced reluctantly to upgrade to version 6. If you bought Nero 6 Standard Edition, you won't have all the other extra programs and you don't have to worry about them. What I've also found out with the later versions of 5.5, some of the OEM versions, and unfortunately on 6, and I assume unfortunately on 7, the Nero Express, which is a wizard that would simply take you through everything nice and quick to create CDs, copy CDs, and all that, is no longer accessible. I was going to go through the Nero Express for everybody, but I've learned, unfortunately, it's no longer accessible. Okay, we're going to bring Nero up. What I'm going to do first is just basically go through all the menus and tell you a few things about that. What I want to do after that is I want to show you how to create a regular data CD, a audio CD, an MP3 CD. I want to show you how to copy CDs. I want to show you how to rip music off of CDs through Nero. And I want to go over how you can create DVDs a little bit. Okay, right now I'm going to open Nero up. Make sure I'm in the right place.
Nero Color Designer. Nero Burning ROM. Enter. Start button. Leaving menus. Standard. Africa. Dot. 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 Burn. Recorder. Help. Nero Burning ROM. No multi-session radio button checked. New compilation dialog. Multi-session page. No multi-session radio button checked. CD-ROM left Fahrenheit or right Fahrenheit.
Okay, when Nero comes up, it likes to blabber a whole lot. It brings up a new compilation window. What the new compilation window allows you to do, in a nutshell, is choose whether or not you're going to create a CD or a DVD. Choose whether you're going to create a standard ISO, which is just a data CD or DVD, an audio CD, copying CDs, bootable CDs, and bootable DVDs, and a few other options. It will also present you the option of using Nero Express, which we can't do because it's unfortunately no longer accessible. And it also brings up a series of tabs that allows you to set up different types of information for the compilation that you're going to create. I'm just going to briefly go through these.
No multi-session radio button check 303.
Multi-session I really don't use. It allows you to write more than one set of information to a CD. I don't use it. I doubt anybody else here is going to use it, so I'm not going to cover it.
Tab, new button.
The new button, once you choose whether you're going to create a CD or a DVD and what type, you would press new. That will take you directly into Nero.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, multi-session tab.
Here's your tabs. You have a multi-session tab, which I'm not going to cover.
ISO tab.
ISO, I'm not really going to cover. It just allows you to set up different parameters for the ISO compilation. These are all defaults, and you don't really need to ever mess with them.
Tab, list view, graphic 17, CD-ROM, left Fahrenheit, ISO, right Fahrenheit. Tab, new compilation dialog, ISO page, combo box, CD. Tab, Nero Express button. Tab, open dot 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 button. Tab, data mode, colon, combo box, mode 1.
There's a mode 1 and a mode 2 ISO. Basically, you're just going to leave it right where it's at. It's not really important. There's differences between the modes, but for us, it's really not important.
Tab, file system, colon, combo box, ISO 9660 plus Joliet.
What ISO allows you to do as well is it allows you to determine whether you're going to have long file names, short file names, Juliet file names. These all mean different things, but essentially it's letting you set up the length of the file names, and it's not important. Typically, it's going to use the Juliet file names, which are the longest and which work with Windows. And that's all we're concerned about.
Label tab.
Label allows you to set up information that you want to put on the CD as far as the label of the CD, the title, when it was created, who it was created by, and things like that.
Tab, list view, graphic 17, tab, new compilation dialog, label pick tab, Nero Express button. Tab, open dot 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 button, tab, automatic radio button checked. Tab, disk name, colon, edit.
Here you would give the title.
Tab, add date dot 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 button.
This is the date.
Tab, add counter dot 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 button.
Not sure what the counter does.
Tab, more labels button. Tab, new button. Tab, cancel button. Tab, label tab.
And what you'll notice as well when you're tabbing through this is that every time you go through an option, you have to tab through the whole dialog to get to where you want to be. It's a bit cumbersome and a bit confusing, which I'll show you once we create our CDs here in a minute.
Dates tab.
I don't mess with dates too much. That allows you to do some overrides on your file name dates that get written out to the CD if you want to keep them as the original file date and time on the file, or set a time and date on the CD. I don't use this. We're not going to cover it.
Misc tab.
The misc tab we're not going to really cover either. I'll just tell you that the options in there are if you're accessing files over a network to burn from on the local machine, this sets up some caching to make sure that Nero doesn't have any problems burning a CD from files that are grabbed over a network.
Burn tab
is where you set up burning properties of your compilation.
Tab, list new, graphic 7, tab, new compilation, tab, Nero Express button, tab, open, .. tab, determine maximum speed, checkbox not checked.
These you can pretty much set once and forget. Determine maximum speed determines the maximum speed your system and CD are capable of operating at. It's not really necessary. I turn it off. You may want to do it the first time just to make sure, especially if you have an older system, to make sure the system's fast enough to reliably burn CDs or DVDs. After that, you can uncheck it. It's not necessary.
Simulation checkbox not checked.
Simulation performs a test. Every time you write a CD or a DVD, it does the whole thing on the computer first to verify again that the system is fast enough. You may want to do this the first time if you have an older system. Otherwise, uncheck it too. It's a time waster and you just don't need to do it.
Right.
You want to leave on. That's where you're writing your files. You don't want to turn that off.
Tab, right speed, hold combo box, 4 yes left baron, 6000 KB slash S right baron.
Nero will determine the maximum speed that you're going to write a CD or DVD at based on the CD or DVD that is put in the drive at the time. You generally don't need to mess with this.
Tab, right method, hold combo box, this dash dash ones.
The write method allows you to determine how you're going to write to the CD. Disk at once writes the whole CD at once. There's track at once, which allows the burner to write a track at a time. I use disk at once. I had read before that that's just the preferred way to do it. I don't know the exact differences between the two methods. If you're not sure either, you really don't need to mess with it. I think it defaults to disk at once.
Tab, number of copies, hold edit, one.
Nero can burn multiple copies if you need one copy or five copies or 10 copies. It can do that.
Tab, seamless link, checkbox checked.
Seamless link, and this may be called something entirely different on your drive. It has to do with what is called buffer underruns and overruns on the CD. This is basically when the CD runs out of memory and can't write anymore. The newer drives correct for this and will wait for the system to catch up. It's basically not important in any newer systems because they're fast enough and they can keep up with the burner. On older systems, they couldn't. And a lot of times you'd end up throwing a CD away because if you stop burning even for a millisecond on the older burners, your CD was done. That's it. It's toast. You have a coaster. So it'll be called different things. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Leave it at its default because it's typically if your burner allows this sort of thing, which all newer burners do, it will set on by default.
Use multiple recorders. Checkbox not checked.
Nero allows you to use multiple recorders if you wanted to make, say, four copies of something, and for whatever reason you had four burners on your system, you could burn all four at once instead of using the one burner to keep feeding it CD after CD after CD till you were done. It's not important. I doubt very much anybody has more than one burner.
Do a virus check before burning, checkbox not checked.
You can do a virus check. You have to set this all up inside of Nero. I don't bother with it because I run virus check on the system all the time anyways, so it's kind of redundant.
Tab, new button.
Okay, we're back to new. I'm going to go ahead and press the new button, and then we will go into Nero, and I will briefly go over the menus and windows in the main program.
Space, 3-2, graphic 357.
Okay, on mine, and I assume on yours, once Nero comes up, The first window you come into is a window that shows the compilation in a file and folders view. This is where you could press F2. Right now it says...
Graphic 357 101.
Okay, we don't have a name here. I'm going to give this a name.
F2, graphic 357 edit. T-E-S-T space C-D. Enter preview S-C-D.
Okay, this is basically... You could do the same thing in the labels tab when you're creating the compilation. It's just the title of the CD.
Test CD 101.
See, now it says Test CD. In this window, you would also have all the folders that were on the CD as we're dragging data into the compilation window. Okay, the next window you tab to is the compilation list window. And
name header bar, graphic 162, size header bar, type header bar, modify header bar, origin header bar.
Right now it's empty. Okay, going to tab again.
Tab, preview, audio, dash, video, left parent, equal, and right parent, close.
This is the navigation window for all the drives on your system. It's a standard navigation window. You can go up and down through it. You use your right and left cursor keys to open and close. This allows you to select the drive you want Nero to work in. If you want to go to the root, you can just leave it at the drive. If you need to go into a folder on that drive, you can hit your right arrow to open that drive, and it will show the folders underneath that drive.
Audio dash video left there and equal and right there and close. Audio dash video left there and equal and right there and close.
Just showing your different drives. I'm going to go into my E drive. If you tab again,
tab list view, not selected audio file folder 2/5/2006/2148 PMD.
You get into a list of the files and folders on the drive you just selected. This is where you would select the info to take down to the compilation window.
My DVD temp files. My received podcasts.
And it just works just like a standard list folder. Up and down through it, hit enter to go into a folder. Use all your standard selection keys to select files and folders to copy to your compilation window. Okay, I'm going to go briefly into the menus.
Menu bar, file.
You have a file menu.
Menu, file menu, new, dot, 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 control, plus N.
New allows you to essentially do the same thing the new compilation window does. If you hit this, you're just going to go back to your new compilation dialog that we just discussed.
Open, dot, 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 control, plus O.
Open allows you to open a saved file. You can save different things on Nero, as far as, say, you created a compilation that you know you're going to do again next week or in a month. You can save it, and Nero will keep it put away. This is where you open it, so you don't have to completely go through creating it over again. I don't do this too much. Usually every time I make a new CD, it is a new CD. I really don't do anything like that.
Close. Save control plus S. Save as dot 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 F. Compilation properties F7.
Compilation properties you can get into while you're creating a compilation. It will tell how many files and folders are on the disk, how much data is on the disk. If it's an audio CD, how many minutes and seconds are on the disk, how many tracks are on the disk.
Refresh compilation dot dot dot. Preferences, dot, dot, dot.
Preferences I will go into later. This allows you to get into some of the more advanced features of Nero's. Mainly, you won't need to get into any of this, but I will go through some of it a little bit later on the advanced section.
Page view. Print dot 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 control plus key. Print discovered the previous file unavailable. Exit. Escape menu bar. Edit.
Edit your standard edit menu.
View.
View is pretty much your standard view menu.
Recorder.
The recorder menu.
Menu, recorder menu, choose recorder, dot, 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 control plus R.
Allows you to choose your recorder if you have multiple recorders on the system. It'll allow you to choose which one you want to use to burn your compilation.
Burn compilation, dot, 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 control plus D unavailable.
Here's the shortcut to burning your compilation once you have everything drug over to it.
Copy disk, dot, dot, dot.
Shortcut to copying a disk. You can either do it here or you can do it in the new compilation dialog.
burn image, dot, dot, dot.
You can also burn ISO images from here.
Burn hard drive backup, dot, dot, dot.
You can do a hard drive backup, which is separate from the backup program that comes with the Ultra Editions. This is the standard Nero backup, which is available either on Ultra or Standard. This can be used to back up the contents of a drive onto CDs or DVDs. I don't recommend that you do this on an operating system drive, since it can't copy all the files that are locked at the time while Windows is running, so you're really not going to get a complete backup of that, so it's of not much use. But you could use it on another drive to do a full data backup of all your files and folders. And even on the operating system file, you can back up any data folders you have that you want to back up. You just really can't back up Windows itself.
Burn HFS partition, dot, 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 available. Erase rewritable disk, dot, dot, dot.
If you're using rewritable CDs or DVDs, this is where you would erase your disk if you're using a used disk and need to erase it to make a new compilation.
Eject disk control plus E. Disk info control plus I.
You can get disk info here, how much information is on the CD, if it's a blank, what speed it is, and all that good stuff.
Choose recorder, dot, 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 control plus R. Escape menu, extras.
Extras is where you
menu
go into...
Files, dot, dot, dot,
extras is where you go into to do ripping.
Save tracks, dot, 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 F9.
Through save tracks, this allows you to put an audio CD in the drive and rip the tracks off of it into MP3, WAVE, and a few other formats depending on what plugins you have set up in Nero.
I'm
not sure what the encode does. I assume it's to where you can make music files. I've never done this. I'm not sure what that does.
Escape menu bar extras. Database.
Database.
Menu, database menu, open program, CD database unavailable.
Database allows you, especially when you're ripping audio CDs, Nero is capable of going out to the internet to look up on audio databases the information for the CD you're going to rip, as far as the artist, the album title, and the individual track titles. When you're ripping, it automatically goes through all this. I'm not going to go through it here. But otherwise, if you don't use the databases, when you rip music to the hard drive, basically all you'll get is track 1, track 2, track 3, track 4, and you'd have to rename them to your preferences. What the database does is renames them all for you, so you don't have to.
Open program title database, open user CD database, open user title database, create a new user database, dot, dot, dot. Escape menu bar, database, window.
Window is not going to be important for everybody that's using this that's actually totally blind, like myself. When I used Nero, when I was sighted, you can set how you want to look at everything, whether your compilation's on the top or the bottom, left or right, whether your PC drives and folders are on the top, bottom, left or right. This allows you to set it.
Menu, window, menu, horizontal left parent compilation, top right parent. Horizontal left parent compilation, bottom right parent, checked. Vertical left parent compilation, left right parent. Vertical left parent compilation, right right parent. When ISO 1 checked. Horizontal left parent compilation, top right parent. Escape menu bar, window.
This isn't really important, like I said, if you're blind, because we could care less whether it's on the top, bottom, left, or right. So you don't really need to mess with it. But if you are sighted, you can decide how you want to look at things.
Help.
And then here's our help menu, which contains a contents.
Menu, help menu, contents.
That goes through some tutorials and stuff on using Nero.
What's this? Shift plus F1. Use Nero Express.
Using Nero Express, which unfortunately we can't do.
Update antivirus scanner, dot, dot, dot. Enter new serial number, dot, dot, dot.
Enter new serial number if you've downloaded an evaluation version and you've bought it and they've sent you your key through email. This is where you can go to put it in.
Ahead on the web, dot, dot, dot.
You can go to ahead on the web to go out to the ahead website to look for updates.
About new opening ROM.
About will give you your version information. This window is not accessible. You'll have to use your JAWS cursor key to read this information.
Context. Escape menu bar help.
Okay. That covers the introduction to Nero, and we've went through all the menus.